You can often tell how old someone is based on the earliest major event they can remember. And for some first graders at Carroll Oakland School in Lebanon, yesterday's solar eclipse may be that moment. WPLN's Emily Siner spent the day with a class whose teacher wanted to make it as memorable as possible for her young students.
This is not a typical Monday for Tammy Booth's first grade class. It's filled with eclipse-themed activities like making glittery moon rocks with baking soda and acting out the sun, moon, and earth.
Okay, earth, how are you going to spin? You're going to rotate. And moons, what are you going to do?
We're going to walk around the earth.
The end result is a basic understanding of what's going to happen, as described by 6-year-old Mark Scott.
When the moon covered the sun had a little ring, and then the moon is in front of it, and the moon has fire on it.
That's good enough for Miss Tammy, as her kids call her. She was in charge of helping all the first grade teachers at the school build lesson plans around the eclipse.
I wanted to find the, experiments that we could do easily with 6- and 7-year-olds to where they would really have a meaningful day that they would remember for a long time.
It isn't often that something happens when students are in first grade that will likely stick with them years later. She says in some ways it actually reminds her of teaching the day after the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
That, I think, is the only thing that I can remember that compares to this, because it really marked a specific spot in time that they would remember for a very long time.
You ready? Here we go.
After lunch and a lesson on the importance of safety glasses, the whole school heads outside. Miss Tammy lies down next to her students and they put on their glasses.
It looks like a fight's been taken out of it.
Like a cookie.
Look, Daisy, sit up, sit up, sit up.
And then totality. Glasses off, the field is dark, the moon surrounded by an eerie glow. First grader Wyatt Irwin brims with excitement.
That was my first solar eclipse ever, and my dad told me I'll never see one of these as long as I'm alive.
He says he's sure he will remember this day when he's older, and Miss Tammy hopes so. But for now, she gives her class some other news that is, if not quite as memorable, equally as exciting. No homework tonight. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.